Anyway, getting back to the call, we had a phenomenal event this past few days. You know, as many of you all remember, at their last convention, they put out a contest just for the executive director to be able to get an all-expense-paid vacation to Cabo San Lucas. And I tell you what, we just came back from that trip, Stephanie and myself and many other more success team members and a lot of associates from around the country. And what a remarkable time being able to play at a 5-star resort, all expenses paid. It was a great time. I think we're going to have people share a little bit about that a little bit later in the call, so I won't go into great detail, but a remarkable incentive trip. Legal Shield literally spares no expense on the vacations that they provide for us just by viewing a few simple things. So, guys, I encourage you guys. These trips are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, and when the next one's announced at our international convention, you definitely want to put yourself in a position to be able to attend those events because they are truly, truly special. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get things kicked off, and let's go on out to Ada Grant, Oklahoma. It's a millionaire club member, platinum executive director, a six-figure ring earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. I don't know if we got that noise cleared up in the background or not, but I can hear you just fine.
Okay, all lines are muted except for the speakers, so it must be one of the speakers. So if you would, if you're on a speaker line, make sure and mute your phone out. We would appreciate it. But before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to let everyone know that on the 9 p.m. Central Standard Time call, the one that's immediately following this call, we're going to be announcing a new More Success Team contest that will be running all this month, and some new awards and recognition that we're going to be giving out at our More Success Team breakout session in Vegas, which I might add is about 30 days away from today. So I want to encourage everyone, if you haven't registered for that, to go ahead and get registered because that is the biggest team event that we do during the year. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, and I'm not real sure if he is on yet.
Did Mr. Davis get on yet, Randy?
Not on yet, Mr. Moore. Did you?
Well, I couldn't reach him on his cell phone. I guess maybe you can do something there, and I'll try to call another number. It's the only number I had except his work number.
Okay. Well, let me go to Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on the speaker line?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot just a second. I know you were actually on the trip to Cabo also. Why don't you just tell everybody about your experiences there and sort of what went on at that event?
Well, I appreciate so much. It was just a wonderful experience. I've been to a lot of places around the world, and as far as the setting that this resort, Secrets Resort there at Cabo San Lucas, it couldn't have been a more beautiful setting. We had tremendous weather, and I know, although I'm in the Southeast and I haven't had it as bad as some of you guys in the Midwest and out West and in the Northeast, it was 85 degrees every day, cloudless skies, no humidity, and just a beautiful setting at a hotel property that had just opened December 15th. It was luxury all the way through, and all expenses were paid, as Jeremy had mentioned. And Rip Mason just does a fabulous job. When he plans a trip, he does it, top drawer across the board. We had a session on Friday morning for all the winners and the participants there that Rip Mason and Dave Savula and Darnell Self led out on, and quite a few people had a chance to speak a little bit about their businesses. And then we had a nice reception that Rip hosted for us on Saturday night outdoors at sunset. It was just a great setting. It was a wonderful opportunity not only to get away and to relax, but also to just spend some time visiting and fellowshipping and swapping Legal Shield stories with other associates. That was a good setting. We had an opportunity to take a picture of the Moore team members that were there, and hopefully we'll see that on the Moore team website.
Right now.
It was just a great time, great getaway, and again, it was just one of those kind of trips that you strive for, and then you had a chance to take advantage of, and it was great for my wife and me to be there, but also to fellowship with other folks like Jeremy and Stephanie and the Degattas and Sarah Bryan and Millie Baker and others that were there from the Moore team. So I just encourage everybody here, whenever they announce those contests, and I know they'll be doing another trip similar to this that they'll announce soon, just do what you've got to do. It's not something that you've got to do over a long period of time, but it's all based on activities that you strive for every day. Because the
excuse me, I'm back on the call with Mr. Davis. When you get there. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Jimmy.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Parrish, thank you for that information. And to introduce tonight's special group trainer, I'll go back to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, Platinum 5 Executive Director, and $500,000 ring earner, and that's Mr. Ken Mora.
Randy, I tell you what, I am so excited to introduce this speaker tonight. This is his 20th year with a legal service, starting out prepaid legal. He began his career as a legal shield of bilingual phone consultant, a membership service, and social service. In 1998, he served as assistant to our Mr. Wilburn Smith through his tenure as the president and national marketing director. He took the helm of group marketing back in 2004. While overseeing 34,000 active clients of Legal Shield, he also oversees 38 service employees and hiring more as we speak. And he closely works, you know, as all of you on the call tonight know, he works closely with the sales. And so he's a great family man. He's a Christian. He's a friend. He always goes out of his way to try to give the sales associate every benefit of a doubt he can and assist them in any way he's had. I consider him a personal friend. It's my honor to introduce Mr. Keith Davis.
Hey, thank you very much, Kenneth. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, Keith. Thank you so much. And thank you to Mr. Jimmy Parrish there. I appreciate Jimmy so much.
Yep, and I appreciate you having me on the call this evening, Kenneth. It's a real honor and to know you and work with you and your team all these years and the opportunity. You know, last Friday was my 20th year, beginning of my 20th year with the company, And it seems like yesterday, Kenneth, when I walked in the doors there on 321 East Main Street and to our home office, and how time flies so quickly in this business when you're having such fun and with such great people like yourself, many people that your salespeople on the call with us this evening. And I really enjoyed Jimmy's piece that he was sharing with everybody on the trip to Cabo. This, you know, one of the many things that many trips we've had in my tenure of 20 years with the company, and great to hear Jimmy talking about the event there and what a great trip it was. And Jimmy definitely deserves that. One of our great salespeople, one of the many great salespeople you have on your team, Kenneth, and just got so many things, you know, to be thankful, being with this great company in these 20 years. And I've wore many hats, as you kind of spoke about just a little bit earlier, in my tenure with the company. And just every day we learn something new about our company. And again, you know, as Mr. Stonecipher always said, Kenneth, the best is still yet to come. And I truly believe that we're at the threshold of really having a greater opportunity in front of us with the leadership we have in place today. And Kenneth, I know you wanted to visit with me on the call. I don't want to go too long here, but there's a lot of questions I know many of the group people have had. We try to talk about many of those changes that we've had, especially with the rollout of the new plan and how we're taking care of that in our existing groups and how we're handling the old plans and the existing rates in those accounts. And, you know, I think I'll just go back to you on any questions that you may have that I can share with everybody on the call this evening.
Well, what I'd like for you to do, Keith, is go ahead and explain a little of what you were talking about on the call the other morning, and then I'd like to throw it open for people like Jimmy and some of the others that have the speaker code to ask questions and go over what we're doing. Because, you know, I think some of our people still get a little mixed up on how the new products work, how they don't work, which states have them, which states don't have them, and those things. If you could go ahead and answer some of those questions up front, well, maybe that would help.
Okay. Certainly will, Kenneth. And, you know, the new plan's available from the first of the year in the majority of the states, with the exception of Nevada, New York, Washington, Florida, and there's a couple other states in there that I can't recall quite at this moment. And those will continue on the old existing plans with the premium and great plans and benefits. We're working on getting some of the other states approved, but it's a little longer process. Our plans, our legal plans, is regulated state by state, and some of these states see us as insurance, and you know, we have to get the approval from the regulatory bodies in those states. But the new identity theft plans were available immediately in all states because the identity theft plans, Kenneth, are not regulated like our legal plans. So they're just a service plan, and we can start offering those plans immediately in existing groups as well as new groups. And I encourage everybody on the call here with us tonight that if you are in a state or you do have existing groups, is to start working toward providing information about those new plans, because come January 1 of 2015, the new plan is going to be the plan that's available. We're not going to be able to continue offering the existing plans or the old plans, with the exception of those states that have not approved the old plans and the old rates. Now, in the existing groups, we'll have the option between now and the end of the year to continue on the current rates, Kenneth, for the entire year of 2014. Existing groups have the option to offer both the current and new plans beginning, and that began in January 1 of this year. And, of course, new groups have the option to continue on the current rates until April 1st, 2014. So if you have a new group, and we understand that at the home office, that doing groups is not always like just making an individual sale. Sometimes you have to – there's a sales cycle that's involved in that, and sometimes it takes a month, 2 months after you go in and meet with someone to get the enrollment set up and approved to go in and actually see the employees. So we've extended the new groups to have the old existing plan until April 1st, 2014. And they must be effective that day of April 1st, 2014. Anything after that, we'll have to go and offer the new plans and the new rates. New groups with an effective date of no later than April 1st, 2014 have the option to offer both the current and new rates. New groups with the effective date of 4-2 or later must offer the new rates. And, of course, you know, those right immediately, our group and web enrollment sites, we're offering the new rates on those, as well as electronic. You can still do the new rates in the states where the new plans available. And of course, you know, with existing groups, if they want to continue on the existing rates and they offer identity theft, and that would be the $12.95, the old identity theft plan and rate, and where that you add the $1 safeguard for minors, and if they already offer that in the existing group, if we can get an email from the group itself stating they'd like to offer safeguard for minor for those employees that do not have safeguard or are paying $10.95, we'll add the safeguard for minors and reduce the $10.95. That's, you know, that's the rate with the legal plan, and to $9.95 for those employees, and make sure that the safeguard for minors included on their plan. And also the employees that have the legal plan and paying $9.95 without safeguard for minors will now upgrade them to safeguard for minors with still paying only the $9.95 rate. Now, employees that do not have the legal plan but do have the existing identity theft plan at $12.95, if they want to add the safeguard for minors, they'll have to pay the additional $1. So it would be $13.95. So that's how it works, Kenneth, on existing groups. If the employee has the legal plan, we can upgrade them to the Safeguard for Minors without paying the additional dollar. Or if they're already paying the additional dollar, we can reduce their monthly premium to $9.95. We simply need an email from the group. To send the email to groupbilling@legalshieldcorp.com and just request to downgrade the dollar and include Safeguard for Minors. And, and of course, you know, anytime if they want to offer the new plans as well, they can offer both the old and the new rates. We just need an email to groupbilling@legalshield.corp.com that explains that they also want to offer the new plan. So we just need to be perfectly clear with the group, and the group needs to be clear with us on how they want us to handle their existing members or employees, as well as the new employees adding the new plan. And that's very, very important, Kenneth. As you well know, you've done group a number of years, and we want to make sure that we don't mess anything up on the billing cycle for those payroll people. And for any of those of you that's on the call with this evening that have electronic groups and they want to make payroll changes, kind of what I went through with the identity theft plan and reducing the premium from $10.95 to $9.95, or simply add Safeguard for Minors for those that don't currently have Safeguard for Minors at $9.95, simply email electronic groups at electenroll@legalshieldcorp.com. And they'll be able to make the changes on their electronic billing for the group. So the group always dictates on how we're going to handle each one of these cases. And so appreciate it if you make sure that that when you're working with your groups and they want to make changes, as we kind of went through just now, to be sure and communicate that with us so we'll know how to handle it here at Legal Shield.
Let me ask you a question. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I go out here and I finally get approval the 25th day of March. I get approval to go into a group, and I'm going in with the old price. And then how long do I have before I can start enrolling that? Will you still honor my enrollment if I can't get into it, say, for another 30 days if I have the authority? It takes a long time, like you said, to get in to do the presentation sometime. Would you mind clearing that up one more time, please?
Yeah, sure can, Kenneth. So if you go in right now, you have until April 1st of this year to market the old plan in existing groups. So long as the membership's effective date is April 1st or before, we'll honor the old rate on the existing group or on a new group, for that matter.
Maybe I didn't make myself plain. What I'm saying is I don't get to open the group till just right at the last of April. So I go out, I get the card signed, I get approval, but then I can't start enrolling till the next month. How does that work?
Well, no, it's really for us to honor the old rates and old plan. The group must be effective, have an effective date no later than April 1st.
So you have to have business on the books no later than April 1st, right?
Yes, that's correct.
I just want to be sure and got that clear. And then another thing, I don't know what you think, but my suggestion is to everybody, when they even now when they go out, just to go ahead and start opening the groups with the new with the new rate, so they won't have to worry about that later on. Sooner or later, they're going to have to be doing that anyhow. They might as well start now. That's the way I feel. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's absolutely the encouragement I've been giving associates. And, in speaking with new group clients, I've been offering the new plan where the plan's available, Kenneth. I mean, really, if we don't do it now on a new existing group, we're going to have to cross that bridge again with the decision makers
right.
January 1st of 2015. So the way I look at it, let's offer the plan. And, of course, the new plan, Kenneth, and everyone that's on the call that's really looked at the materials and the benefits on it, it's a much more robust plan. It's much more like the comprehensive plan that we've marketed for a number of years for larger group clients. And I just think it's a very robust plan, offers a lot more services and benefits. And, you know, and it's still, Kenneth, under $20 for the entire family. So,
but you know what I was talking to you about, Keith, earlier was before we even knew the price was, I told you, if we could keep it under $20, we're home free, especially with adding the new benefits. Because to me, we have so much more benefits chalked in there, the little bit of difference in price means nothing to the people compared to the perception of what they're going to get. I think it's much easier to market new plan at $18.95 or $19.95 than it is to market the price we got today. I think we can. There's so many family values in there that they look for every day. I think it is I know it's a better plan. I'd like to market it a lot better than the old plan. And I think as always, we're moving forward in the right way. In case some of my people are still a little bit mixed up on how electronic groups work, could you explain that to them, please?
Yeah. Well, there is a little bit of confusion. Now, there's web enrollment where employees can enroll online, and that's a group enrollment site. And marketing or group services, my new accounts division are the ones that really work with us in the group that set those up. But it's actually a link that we will place on that group or that company's site, and they can direct their employees to the link, and it can be password protected if the group wishes to do that. An employee can go log in and enroll on our benefits on that company's website through that link. And of course, when they enroll, the memberships are passed back to Legal Shield, and we process that business. And that's a group web enrollment site. Now, the site itself, you know, like many websites, has a shopping cart, has an enrollment site, we're able to put videos on that, depending on what plans are being offered. And so it's a very informative site. It provides details on the memberships or the plans that are being offered to the employees of that group. And we have many, many groups that have those up on their sites, the links. Now, electronic enrollments is a little bit, that's actually where an employer, and these are usually larger companies that have an annual enrollment or maybe semi-annual enrollment and a benefits fair, and they bring in all their vendors, you know, Legal Shield, their dental company, their healthcare company, and all the other ancillary benefits that the company may offer. And the employees will go through and elect and pick out the benefits that they want, usually through their company's enrollment site. And then a file is simply passed. That information is collected by the company, which they will provide the employee that enrolled their information, personal information, as well as their spouse, as well as the dependents. And they will pass that information to Legal Shield through an electronic file, encrypted file. And, you know, we really need to do on that. If you have any questions, you're able to call my new accounts division there in Group Services, and they can help you differentiate or answer any questions on the differences between the group web enrollment site and assist you on the electronic groups site. That's really done through electronic enrollments and support services. And any questions, usually what we like to do on the electronic enrollments, Kenneth, there's several different formats we can provide a company to pass on their employees' personal information who enroll on the plans. And you can contact my offices, and we can set up a conference call with the payroll people or the HR people and the IT people at the company so we can kind of go through all the different options we have for passing that information on. And both of these methods are very effective. You know, but, you know, Kenneth, you've been around a long time, and we got a lot of producers on the call with us tonight. But the most effective participation that you're going to have is if you can actually get in front of the employees. With the web enrollments, we get about maybe 5% participation. And the electronic groups, depending on how much exposure our associates have in the group and how well the company really promotes the plan, we can get up to maybe 10%. But, you know, if you get in front of the employees for mandatory meetings, Kenneth, you and many of the folks that's on this call tonight will get between 60% and 80% participation.
You know, Keith, like Harlan Wilbur and I have always said, we really are, and we appreciate all the big groups, we appreciate, but we really are a family-oriented company. We really are a person that really needs to speak belly button to belly button and eyeball to eyeball. That's where you always get, as you just said, that's where you always get your biggest enrollments. That's where you always get your best persistency. We don't turn down anything, but I think if our people ever get away from making their living off of the smaller groups that we're going to lose out there. So I would suggest anybody starting or even is in business, even though it'd be nice to have large groups, if I was going to go for a large group, I'd spend at least 90% of my time on the mom and pops, and then if I had 10% left over, I'd spend it working on the other, because that way you got instant cash coming in, you're making a living for your family, or you might starve to death waiting for a large group, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Kenneth. And if you just look at some of the government census we use and some of our information we share with the field, I think the last government census we looked at was from 2010. There was approximately 6 million businesses that would qualify to offer our benefits to their employees, which would be groups of 5 employees or more. And 98% of that 6 million companies out there had 100 or less employees, Kenneth.
And that's what it's about right there.
And the companies that had 1,000 or more employees were 0.3% of the market.
That tells the story. Well, Keith, you know, I really appreciate you. I appreciate your department. And I want to thank you so much and tell Carla and the kids hello. And I'm going to throw it back to Randy right now. And I'll see you in the office in the morning. Randy?
Sounds good, Kenneth. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for having me on the call.
Randy may want to ask you a question, Keith.
Sure.
Sure, Keith.
Randy?
If you'll stand by. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right,
Randy.
We've got a couple of people who may have a question. Let's go out to Jimmy Parrish in Alabama. Jimmy, have you got a question for Keith?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, Keith, I just wanted to commend the Conservation Department. I just think over the last 2 to 3 years, they've done an amazing job of keeping up with all the conservation groups. And just want to let people know on the line tonight, you know, if you're outriding business, you're outriding group business, and you're outriding good group business, and those are the three things that I try to teach in my group school, the company will reward you with conservation groups and conservation accounts, will always give you accounts to work on, and they're real good about spot checking and following up and doing things. And I just want to commend you and your staff for how that's done, because it's great to open groups, but if you service your groups properly, you know, you've got income for life. And I just want to thank you and your department for the fine job that you do in that area.
Well, I appreciate that, Jimmy. And, you know, it's a big responsibility, you know, maintaining and providing administration to, well, we're close to 37,000 active groups with the company now, and that continues to grow with your help and everybody else that's on this call with us today. But one thing in keeping our relationships, and that's what my staff's responsible for, is to make sure that we're continuing that relationship with every group account, all those 37,000 accounts, because, Jimmy, there were fine folks like you and Kenneth and Wilburn Smith and all kinds of group marketing people over the years that have written business, opened those groups in good faith with the company, wrote business with them, and many of them have been passed on several times, and it's not uncommon in those 37,000 group accounts we have to have multiple associates that's written business in those accounts in the history of the accounts. And maintaining that relationship and continuing the payroll deductions is so important for everyone, the people that we pass the group on today, but even more so with those that have written business, because we want to continue paying everyone their renewals on the business that you've written. So by maintaining that payroll slot, you know, we pay our new associate today servicing the account, as well as all of those that have gone on before us all. And appreciate that comment, Jimmy. Anyone that's on this call, you know, that wants to get their feet a little wet, maybe a little bit timid at going out and trying to cold call and open a group, you can call the group service department, and we can definitely look in to providing use some conservation accounts for you to service.
All right. Thank you very much, Jimmy. And Keith, this is Randy. I want to tell you how much I personally appreciate all that you've done for me over the years. And course, you've gone to bat for our team many, many occasions, and you know, the company, you always put that first, and we appreciate that very much. But again, thank you very, very much for being our guest speaker tonight. I know we got a lot of good information to share with everyone, and I just appreciate you being on the call.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Good evening, everybody.
Thank you, Keith. I also want to remind everyone that we will have the next call in about 30 minutes, and we do have some special announcements. I want to make sure that everybody is aware of that. A new announcement that we're going to be doing a team contest. We'll be going over that. And then Frank and Teresa Coyne, Millionaire Club members, will be our special guest speaker tonight. You don't want to miss them. So with that, I'll turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Randy, they have plenty of time after this call to get on and sign up for the More Breakout Team. If I hadn't been for the convention, they need to do that. But I would like to see the phones light up on that breakout, and everybody that hasn't done it, get on there right now and get it done. And, you know, I want to congratulate Dave and Gene Peterman. I'll do it again. They play seventh in small volume, and they're going to be honored at the convention, and we have a lot of other people honored. And, of course, this year we're going to do a lot of things that you'll be talking about at the Board Breakout we haven't done before. So, folks, God, family, Legal Shield, thank you. Listen for you, 9 o'clock. God bless you.